The Scroll, number one. Today I begin a new life. Today I begin a new life. Today I shed my old skin, which hath too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. I am born anew, and my birthplace is a vineyard where there is fruit for all. Today I pluck the grapes of wisdom from the tallest and fullest vines in the vineyard, for these were planted by the wisest of my profession who have come before me, generation upon generation. Today I am savoring the taste of grapes from these vines, and verily I will swallow the seed of success buried in each, and new life will sprout within me. The career I have chosen is laden with opportunity. Yet it is fraught with heartbreak and despair, and the bodies of those who have failed, were they piled one on top of another, would cast its shadow down upon all the pyramids of the earth. I cannot fail as the others, for in my hands I now hold the charts, which will guide me through perilous waters to shores which only yesterday were but a dream. Failure is no longer my payment for struggle. Just as nature made no provision for my body to tolerate pain, neither has it made any provision for my life to suffer failure. Failure, like pain, is alien to my life. In the past, I accepted it as I accepted pain. Now I reject it, and I am prepared for wisdom and principles which guide me out of the shadows into the sunlight of wealth, position, and happiness, far beyond my most extravagant dreams, until even the golden apples in the Garden of Hesperides will seem no more than my just reward. Time teaches all things to he who lives forever, but I have not the luxury of eternity. Yet within my allotted time, I practice the art of patience, for nature acts never in haste. To create the olive, the king of all trees, 100 years is required. An onion plant is old in 9 weeks. I have lived as an onion plant. It has not pleased me. Now I wouldst become the greatest of olive trees, and in truth, the greatest of salesmen. And how is this being accomplished? For I have the knowledge and the experience to achieve greatness, and already I have stumbled and fallen in the past into pools of self-pity. The answer is simple. I commence my journey unencumbered with either the weight of unnecessary knowledge or the handicap of meaningless experience. Nature has already supplied me with knowledge and instinct far greater than any beast in the forest, and the value of experience is overrated, usually by old men who nod wisely and speak stupidly. In truth, experience teaches thoroughly, yet her course of instruction devours men's years, so the value of her lessons diminishes with the time necessary to acquire her special wisdom. The end finds it wasted on dead men. Furthermore, experience is comparable to fashion. An action that proved successful today will be unworkable and impractical tomorrow. Only principles endure, and these I now possess, for the laws that will lead me to greatness are continued in the words of these scrolls. What they teach me is more to prevent failure than to gain success. For what is success other than a state of mind? Which two among 1,000 wise men define success in the same words? Yet failure is always described in one way. Failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. In truth, the only difference between those who have failed and those who have succeeded lies in the differences of their habits. Good habits are the key to all success. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure. Thus the first law I am obeying, which precedeth all others, is I form daily good habits and become their slave. As a child, I was a slave to my impulses. Now I am a slave to my good habits. As are all grown men, I have surrendered my free will to the years of accumulated habits, and the past deeds of my life have already marked out a path which threatens to imprison my future. My actions are ruled by appetite, passion, prejudice, greed, love, fear, environment, habit, and the worst of these tyrants is habit. Therefore, I must be a slave to habit. Let me be a slave to good habits. My bad habits are being destroyed and new furrows prepared for good seed. I form good habits and become their slave. And how I am accomplishing this difficult feat? Through these scrolls it shall be done. For each scroll contains a principle which will drive a bad habit from my life and replace it with one which brings me closer to success. For it is another of nature's laws that only a habit can subdue another habit. So in order for these written words to perform their chosen task, I am disciplining myself with the first of my new habits, which is as follows. I will read each scroll for 30 days in this prescribed manner before I proceed to the next scroll. First, I am reading the words in silence when I arise. Then I read the words in silence after I have partaken my midday meal. And lastly, I read the words again just before I retire, and most important on this occasion, I read the words out loud. On the next day, I repeat this procedure, and I continue in like manner for 30 days. Then I turn to the next scroll and repeat this procedure for another 30 days. I continue this manner until I have lived with each scroll for 30 days, and my reading has become a habit. And what will be accomplished by this habit? Herein lies the hidden secret of all of man's accomplishments. As I repeat the words daily, they become part of my active mind, but more important, they will seep into my other mind, that mysterious source which never sleeps, which creates my dreams and often makes me act in ways I do not comprehend. As the words of these scrolls are consumed by my mysterious mind, I begin to awake each morning with a vitality I have never known before. My vigor is increased, my enthusiasm rises, my desire to meet the world overcomes every fear I once knew at sunrise. And I am happier than I ever believed it possible to be in this world of strife and sorrow. Eventually, I am finding myself reacting to all situations which confront me as I was commanded in the scrolls to react. And soon these actions and reactions have become easy to perform, for any act with practice becomes easy. Thus a new and good habit is born, for when an act becomes easy through constant repetition, it becomes a pleasure to perform, and if it is a pleasure to perform, it is man's nature to perform it often. When I perform it often, it becomes a habit, and I become its slave. And since it is a good habit, this is my will. Today I begin a new life, and I make a solemn oath to myself that nothing will retard my new life's growth. I lose not a day from these readings, for that day cannot be retrieved, nor can I substitute another for it. I have not broken this habit of daily reading from these scrolls, and in truth, the few moments spent each day on this new habit are but a small price to pay for the happiness and success that is now mine. As I read and reread these words in the scrolls to follow, I cannot allow the brevity of each scroll nor the simplicity of their words to cause me to treat the scroll's message lightly. Thousands of grapes are pressed to fill one jar with wine, and the grapes' skin and pulp are tossed to the birds. So it is with these grapes of wisdom from the ages. Much has been filtered and tossed to the wind. Only the pure truth lies distilled in the words to come. I drink as instructed and spill not one drop, and the seed of success I swallow. Today my old skin has become dust. I walk tall among men, and they know me not, for today I am a new man with a new life.